Last night I was asked a question, it's a commonly asked question. How can I remember better what I read? I read, but I don't remember. I read Prabhupada's books, but I don't remember. Well, that's true of everyone. With very few exceptions, none of us have photographic memories. Most of what we read, we forget. Even books that I read in my childhood, I read so many books in my childhood, I can't even remember the names of the books, let alone what was in the books. Of course, everything you read makes an impression on you, and that's the main point. In reading Prabhupada's books, the aim is not for us who are trying to practice Krishna consciousness. Our main aim, it's not like being kids at school who are supposed to cram everything and regurgitate it in an exam. Of course, there are Bhakti Shastra exams, and it's good if you can know. But the main aim is for purification. By coming in contact with the instructions, then gradually that remolds our mind and makes an impression in our mind and helps us to keep on track in Krishna consciousness. And then that's in the philosophy, and then there are also pastimes, and we become attracted to the pastimes of Krishna. So the main aim is purification. And some people have very good smriti shakti, power of memory. In Kali Yuga, smriti shakti is generally very poor, but still there are some people who can just remember a verse, just hear it once, say it once, and remember it. And there are others who try, but they just can't learn it. So people have different levels. Definitely we want that devotees understand this philosophy and are able to repeat it for preaching. But again, people have different levels, and not everyone is going to be able to absorb all the facts and information. There are some very basic things that we need to understand. Even if you can't remember the names in the genealogical lists in the Bhagavatam, or even if you can't remember all the different terms, the Sanskrit terms, and some basic things we have to understand. I'm an eternal servant of Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I should serve him to the best of my ability, giving up all material desires. There's some basic things. And then there are more things also. Actually, the philosophy is vast and huge, and there's no end to it. But again, different people have different capacities. And we do want people we do want devotees to become learned so that they can repeat this philosophy for the benefit of others and reply to certain objections. But again, not everyone has that capacity. Sometimes devotees say about myself that I'm very learned. I live in India. I know actual pundits who are actually very learned and much, much more intelligent than me. So maybe compared to the average devotee in ISKCON, I am quite learned. But that doesn't come around by chance either. It's reading again and again over so many years. Just have a practice of reading, and don't be disappointed if someone has a better memory skills than your memory capacity. You do according to your capacity, and Krishna will be pleased, and you'll become purified if you read with sincerity. The attitude of Arjuna, Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, and Arjuna said to Krishna, "Sarvam etadritang manye yanmang vadasi keshava." Accept everything you say, Krishna, as the truth. That's all. Don't lament. Go on reading as you read more and more, and then gradually you'll understand more and more, and you'll remember more and more. And again, people have different capacities. And chant Hare Krishna from your heart. Hare Krishna.